This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk with Mickey Spagnola, but also want to know your fantasy football triumphs and heartbreak. I will tell you this, because a lot of people were probably on the wrong end of this game. My son was going to lose, my older son Brandon, was going to lose his week one matchup. But he had Jake Moody as his kicker and made a just miracle run to win his week one. Right now, we bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
If I had to guess and say that I do not believe you are a participator in fantasy sports, would that be a factually accurate statement?
Boy, you'd hit it right on the head.
Okay. You remember the other day I asked him, I was like, so you're saying I should start Jake Ferguson? And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
Like, all right, I got you.
I wanted to make sure. So
my reality football is takes up more time than fantasy.
That is very fair. Now, we talked about a whole bunch of stuff yesterday. One person that we didn't really discuss, just because there was a lot of positives to go over, and his position is inherently kind of thankless. What did you think about the job that Mozzie Smith did? Because we've talked about this before. I know it's not really like a stat piling up position.
Yeah, no, it's not. And as a matter of fact, I kind of anticipated this. So early this morning when I couldn't sleep anymore, I got up and I watched the first three quarters and basically watching Mozzie Smith. And I thought he did a decent job just kind of plugging up the middle, taking on double team tackles that allowed linebackers to be able to come in and make plays. He only had 23 snaps.
Yeah.
23 out of 72. What? But that was the most of those big body guys, because Phillips only had 15 snaps and Linville Joseph only had 13 snaps. So what happened, and then I'll get to how he played, was that Cleveland used so much three wide receiver sets that the Cowboys generally were in nickel. And when they were in nickel, they were Osa barely came off the field. He played 61 snaps,
played
80%.
Well.
Yes. Yeah. And then they were rotating in Nealon in the middle, also Golston in the middle. And at times, Micah was rushing from the middle. So there wasn't a lot of snaps for the big-bodied defensive tackles. And there was a couple occasions where I thought he did a really nice job. Now, I saw one time he got pushed off the line of scrimmage like 5 yards back. I did see that. And I know he didn't make any tackles, but I thought for the most part he did a pretty good job. You know, he's not a pass rusher And I think what he tried to do, and maybe this is what they want him to do, was just try to push the pocket. And he did that a couple times in the middle. So for, you know, I don't want to say that was the most extended play he had, but I don't know last year if he ever had more than 25 snaps in a game.
Yeah.
So I think for what he did, you know, and if you just watch it, and I did for three quarters, I thought he held his own.
So what you're saying, Mickey, is sometimes you have tools that are multi-use tools.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have a tool that only is very good for this one use. And right now, Mozzie is very good for this one use.
Yeah, he's never going to be a pass rusher. I guarantee you that.
Wow!
Well, he just doesn't have the body to you know, make the quick moves in there. I think that if he can push the pocket, then that helps other people because then the quarterback that can't step up, right? They got to go to the outside. They did end up with six sacks, by the way.
Yeah.
And it wasn't all guys just going solo out there. As a matter of fact, if you look at the play where DeMarcus Lawrence got the sack, he got the sack because Micah Parsons was coming from the other side, and when Watson tried to go to his right, there was nowhere to go right. And so there was a lot of combination things on some of those sacks. So, you know, you hold a team that, you know, 17 points, and really it was a garbage touchdown near the end.
Sure.
It was really 10. That somehow, some way, everybody contributed something for that outcome.
All right, flip it around to the other side of the trench. Who was your favorite, or I don't know if you did grades or anything, who was your favorite offensive lineman from this week?
Well,
because I know they're supposed to work well as
a unit. Yeah, and they all kind of work together.
The Terrence Steele.
Steele, you know, Steele gave up a sack. Guyton gave up a sack. Zach Martin gave up a sack.
Oh, man, yeah. That one scared me.
That was early, right?
Yeah.
But I concentrated. During the game, I was watching Guyton, and I thought he did a good job first time out, considering who he was playing against. For the most part, even on rundowns, he was doing well. But they were smart. They put a tight end over there at times, right? They had a guard a couple times pull out to get Myles Garrett. They put a fullback over there. And the other thing the Cowboys did to kind of blunt Cleveland's pass rush is it seemed like almost excessively Dak was rolling out one way or the other, if you notice.
Yes.
Kind of trying to throw on the run. So I decided, let me see what Beebe did. Well, I know they played, you know, kind of their four-man front, so rarely was there somebody head up on Beebe. But at times there was, and he held his ground. And when he would help out somebody, right or left, he would get off of that and go get a linebacker. And I thought he did a really good job with that. He got downfield a couple times on screen plays. And if you go back and look at Zeke's touchdown, where he ran through, it was Thornhill, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The safety. Well, the reason Thornhill didn't get there squared up was because Beebe bumped him off his route to where he was trying to get. And so he didn't have anybody to block, but he got off the line of scrimmage and saw him and just kind of gave him a bump. And that was enough for him not to square up on Zeke, and Zeke ran through him for the
time. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever.
Of
and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Touchdown. So I thought he played well. I mean, think about it. That's your first game at center in your life.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And you
it
were
really
playing
is.
Against that defense. So, you know, I don't know how somebody else might grade him or whatever. And I'm sure whoever grades him didn't sit there and watch him for 70 snaps, right?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
So, I thought no problems with the snaps, right? So I thought he played well.
All right, we appreciate it very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola reading our minds and knowing that Mozzie Smith would be the discussion point.
Right about tomorrow is when we start turning our attention to New Orleans. We'll clean up a little bit from the rest of this game and then head to New Orleans. And I thought, by the way, I did see on Up and Adam's show, CeeDee Lamb popped on and he said, I want to be in New Orleans. So I'm curious, does he want to get traded?
This is a home game.
I don't understand this.
He probably means for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, the Super Bowl's in New Orleans this year.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I hope he's there. I hope he gets that opportunity.
Yes.
New Orleans is cool, man.
Yes, I know.
Kendrick Lamar's going to be performing. And
very excited.
The Cowboys were there for that moment, dude.
Now,
can you imagine?
We've asked some people about this. Your triumphs or your heartbreaks for the first week of fantasy football from the 432. This is my very first year doing fantasy football. Did all the research I could, drafted a quote unquote A-rated team, and I made a last minute change to Jordan Mason, and that helped seal the victory with 146 points. Corey, I know you're not upset with this person.
No.
But you clearly look upset.
Yes. Aside from Garrett Wilson, my whole fantasy team was done, so I had no opportunity to put Mason in. I picked Mason up last week, though, as a, hey, I'm just going to grab him just in case McCaffrey gets hurt.
Yeah.
I thought McCaffrey's calf injury was a preseason injury where they would be like, oh, yeah, we just didn't want him to have to do anything during preseason and that he would be out there. And so I didn't play him last night. I had two guys on my bench this week. I had Jaden Reed, who had 33 points or something Friday night for Green Bay.
Whoa.
And I had Jordan Mason, who I was like, yeah, he's going to get the run because a lot of people can run in that system and make big gains. So, man, anybody that got Jordan Mason was able to have it. Nice. Congratulations to you. If you're like me, he was sitting there on the bench, but I never do good in week one. Week one's always where I'm bad, and then I pick everything up from there. I do want to give from the 817, if you could shout out my win over Lauren Cook this week, I would appreciate it. And I just want to, I don't.
What happened, Lauren?
Yeah, sorry, Lauren, but it looks like you got defeated. So there you go.
Man.
I said I had to look at the bylaws. Right.
Yes.
Because it's not shout out Friday. Yeah. I had to look at the bylaws. The bylaws did in this situation, since it's about fantasy football and the segment is fantasy football related, I could do it.
From the 469, I lost by 6 points because IU can't catch a touchdown.
Oh.
What a bum. Was it
the one he laid out for?
Yeah. But was it the Mannings who put him on blast and they're like, get to training camp, make that catch? And so I'm pretty sure it was on the Manning cast. from the
that would have been an amazing catch if he got it. I'm just saying.
Freaking bum.
From the 214, I get this. Fantasy heartbreak. We were basically tied going into last night. I just needed Debo to outscore Moody, and I get a W, which I could see how going into it, you're like, I feel pretty good about that. That did not happen, so I lost to a kicker from the 214. I lost by two freaking points. Thanks a lot, Drake London and Dalton Kincaid, for being massive letdowns.
Well, so on the Drake London part, we'll have Ted Wynn on later today from The Athletic at 120. And one of the posts that he made was, there's a lot of problems in Atlanta. And was it Drake London's fault, or was it the rest of the Falcons that were the reason Drake London didn't do well? And on Dalton Kincaid, I mean, it's the Josh Allen show, so you got to just give into that, man.
I like this from the 817. I was given a D for my draft grade from ESPN Draft. Worst grade in the league.
Good for you.
Guess what? Week one, I scored 180 points. Best in my league. Screw you and your draft grades, ESPN. Man, I love that kind of fire after the very first week. That is incredible.
I would like to say screw to the web guy, Josh Clark, on our station.
Oh, no.
Who just texted and said, I blew out Corey in the fan league this week. Yes, you did. Again, week one is not my best. You just wait, though. I do all my work on the waiver wire, Kevin. Waiver wire is where I get things done.
If it makes you feel any better, I got squashed by Peyton.
Oh.
That doesn't.
Just like
losing to Peyton is unacceptable.
Yeah, it happens, Kevin. It happens.
From the 903, my opponent had Isaiah Likely and Xavier Worthy on the bench. Is that the worst thing? It's not the pickup you like wish you would have made or thought about making. It's the player that is absolutely on your team that you sat on the bench and that you're like, son of a.
Why did I do? Well, you know why I left Mason on my bench, because I had other McCaffrey running backs exists. That were better anyway. I had A-Chain and Bijan Robinson. I wasn't going to put Mason in the game, but there it was. Jaden Reed, though, that's one where I can look back and be like, you were an idiot for that one, dude. Come on, you know better.
Man, a lot of fun stuff coming in from the 682. I've seen a couple like this. I won my fantasy league this week in part due to Brandon Aubrey. That
dude
makes a lot of sense to me.
That Brandon Aubrey had to have been the first kicker taken in most drafts. I still have not jumped into the pool that is daily fantasy. I need to do that because it sounds fun. Like, it sounds less stressful than the one
I want
I'm doing.
You to go back and tell your family, did you see me divin' into the pool or something like that?
I was
that?
Divin' in all day yesterday.
From the 817, I got mocked. Mocked!
Mocked!
For drafting Brandon Aubrey in the 10th round. Aubrey's 17 points in week one got me the W. Should have been 23 points with that 66-yarder. Thanks a lot, McCarthy. See, that's another thing I love about fantasy sports. I won, but I should have won by more if not for something a professional did to screw me
over. We had somebody that got Aubrey in like his seventh round, sixth or seventh round. I was like, what are you doing? And he just looked at us and he goes, he scores more points than most of the people that are left on the board. And I was like, that is I guess you got a good point.
That happened in my friend league. And we were all like, why? And he was like, that's 20 points every week.
When you can guarantee points, you're feeling pretty good about it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.